Traffickers Force Migrants into Sex Work to Pay Smuggling Debts in USA. By Bob Price on October 25, 2022. Sheriff's Office detectives in Florida arrested two people for allegedly smuggling migrants into the U.S. and forcing them to work in sex clubs to pay off their debt. The investigation led to the arrests of the two and the rescue of eight women. These horrific acts of sex trafficking are among the most depraved crimes we have seen in a long time and highlight how criminals are taking advantage of Biden's open border to advance their illicit trade, Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody said on Tuesday. I applaud the swift, courageous actions of Sheriff Cronister's deputies and ensure my statewide prosecutors will hold the traffickers accountable in court for what they did to these eight women. Prosecutors say that Amit Makari de Lacau, 34, and Rosalia Leonard Garcia, 29, smuggled eight women into the United States and trafficked them to Hillsborough County, Florida, where they allegedly forced them to work in adult entertainment clubs to pay off their debts. The victims told investigators they owed as much as $60,000 each for being illegally brought to the United States. Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister said his department received a tip that a woman smuggled from Cuba into the United States was forced to perform commercial sex acts to pay off her debt to the smugglers, the Tampa Bay Times reported. Investigators found the woman and seven others being forced to work in adult entertainment clubs in Hillsborough and Pinellas counties. Detectives followed seven of the women as they were being escorted to the International Plaza Mall by one of the suspects, the sheriff stated. The investigators rescued the seven women and obtained a search warrant for two properties where the eighth woman was being held captive. Investigators say the alleged sex traffickers held five women in one room and three in another room. Neither room had working lights and the women all shared a bathroom. The two suspects face 47 counts of human trafficking, human smuggling, false imprisonment, and RICO violations. Makari de Lacau also faces a charge of grand theft with a firearm. Jail records reveal both suspects are being held in jail facilities with Hillsborough County without bond. This is one of the worst trafficking cases that I have seen, Florida Attorney General Moody told reporters. In this case, I am extraordinarily proud of the brave, courageous women who lived through hell for months, not knowing if they would be able to get out of that situation. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.